Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, and good morning. I'd like to begin the Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District meeting to order on this June 9th at 8 a.m. At this time, we'll look at the agenda and go to item number one, which is Pledge of Allegiance. And can you tee that up for us, Ruben?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you for that. Item number two, roll call of the Board of Directors. Christy Hawkins, can you please commence with that?
Yes, President Chavez. We'll start with Director Fellow.
Here.
Director Trevino.
Here.
Director Garcia.
Here.
Director Santana.
Here.
And President Chavez.
Present. Thank you. We've got item number three, adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved by Fellow, seconded by Trevino. Any discussion? If not, then we'll go ahead and conduct a roll call vote. And Christy, can you please do that?
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Vice President Santana?
Aye.
And President Chavez?
Aye. We'll go to item number four, public hearing. Regarding Upper District's 2020 Urban Water Management Plan and Water Shortage Contingency Plan. At this time, we'll open up the public hearing. Did the attorney need Mr. O'Neill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The pursuant to the Water Code, the district has to adopt its Urban Water Management Plan and Water Shortage Contingency Plan every 5 years. And as a prerequisite to the adoption of such plan, the agency needs to conduct a public hearing to receive any public comment on the plan. So now that the public hearing has been opened, this is the time for the board to receive comment and staff report and any questions.
Thank you. So the public hearing is now open. Do we have any testimony or anything from the public, Christy?
President Chavez received no written comments on the Urban Water Management Plan, or I see no hands raised at this time.
Thank you. What was, Tom, was there going to be a presentation, or that was already conducted last time?
Yeah, that was conducted last time. So a presentation by Jeff Helsley and the staff at Stetson. But they are available and on this Zoom call if there are any questions or the directors would like any additional information regarding the Urban Water Management Plan. So this is at the director's discretion.
All right.
Let's go ahead and turn our video.
Okay. So if there's no request, then and Christy Hawkins says there's no public comments and there's no hands raised.
That is correct.
Then we'll go ahead and close the public hearing. And then at this time, we'll reconvene back to our regular meeting. So we'll go to item number six. And item number six is a public hearing for our regular agenda. Is there any people available for that, Christy?
We received no public comments for the regular meeting today, and I see no hands raised.
Excellent. Okay, then we'll go to item number seven, committee reports. Tom, did you have a question?
No.
Okay. We'll go to number seven, committee reports. There are three reports there, administrative and finance, water resources and facility management, and government affairs and community outreach. Those reports are in our packets. Do any of the chairpersons need to add any additional comments?
Yes, President Chavez, if I could.
Yes, please.
I just wanted to recognize Patty and Evelyn during the admin and finance meeting. They came up with a really great solution to a situation we're going to be having with the staff. We're losing two very valuable members. And it's just a win-win-win for the district and for the taxpayers and for our staff. So I just wanted to recognize them for coming up with that great solution.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments? If not, we'll go ahead and file and receive those. We'll go to item number 8, consent calendar. There are 4 items, so is there a motion to approve?
Trevino, move.
Second, Santana.
Thank you. It's been moved by Trevino, seconded by Santana to approve the consent calendar as present. Any further comments? If not, then let's please take a roll call vote. And Christy, can you conduct that?
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Vice President Santana?
Aye.
And President Chavez?
Aye. So that passes on a 5-0 vote. We'll go to item number 9. 9A is to adopt the Upper District's 2020 Urban Water Management Plan and Water Storage Contingency Plan. We had a public hearing, and the recommendation is to approve items. Is it 1 and 2? I'm looking at Tom.
Yes. Adopt the Urban Water Management Plan, and number 2, you instruct staff to file the copies with the appropriate agencies at the state.
Move okay. Approval, Trevino.
Second, Fellow.
It's been moved by Directors Trevino and seconded by Director Fellow to approve the recommendation. Is there any comments of board members? If not, then let's go ahead and take a roll call vote. Christy?
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Vice President Santana?
Aye.
And President Chavez?
Aye. That passes on a 5-0 vote. We'll go to 9B, which is nominations for a region 8 for the terms and the adoption of a resolution. So staff recommends that the board considers nominating a board member. So I'll open that to the floor. Any recommendations?
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
I have filed nomination papers with AQUA. I'd like to stay on another term. I had a very successful spring conference. It was a program I put together with Tom Love and Tony Zampiello, and it was very well attended. And I think they'd like to have me on for another 2 years. Thank you.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and make that. I'd like to nominate Anthony Fellows for that position. Are there any other nominations? If not, then I'll close nominations. And I'll ask, Tom, do we need to take a roll call with that?
Yeah, we will. So what the board will need to do is to make a motion to adopt a resolution nominating Director Fellow to the board. So that will need to be made in the form of a motion with a second and a vote. Correct, Steve?
That's correct. Thank you.
Okay. So I'll move to adopt the resolution naming Director Fellows to the Region 8 board at this time. Is there a second?
Second, Garcia.
Thank you. It's been moved and second. Let's take a roll call vote. Christy?
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Vice President Santana?
Aye.
And President Chavez?
Aye. That passes on a 5-2, or I'm sorry, a 5-0 vote. Congratulations, Dr. Fellow.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you. We'll go to item number 10, informational items. Item A has the press release and news articles available for us. We'll go to item number 11, which is attorney's report, and Stephen O'Neill.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning, everyone. Just a few items to report on. in the past several weeks, worked, of course, with Tom and staff on the Urban Water Management Plan and the process for adoption, including the public hearing. Also reviewed with the general manager the memo sent from the Metropolitan Water District about Brown Act issues and the closed session confidentiality. I know that was all shared, I believe, with the board members. So if you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call if you have any questions on an issue. Also working with Evelyn on some updates to the personnel manual. Worked with Elena on water fill station with West Covina Unified School District, and reviewed some judgment pleadings on some interventions filed by some new parties to the judgment. That pretty much concludes my report.
Thank you. Any questions for our attorney? If not, then we'll go to item number 12, engineer's report, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, everyone, the board and everybody. Welcome. Beautiful day today. Hydrologic report. There's not much going on, but I will still give you the current situation on the hydrologic report, the conditions. The key well is still dropping. It's at 192.8 feet as of June 4th, just this week, or end of last week, just this week, actually. It dropped 0.3 feet from the prior week. So it's dropping, you know, by the time we get in the middle of summer, it should be dropping somewhere around 0.5 feet a week. Right now, we're 0.3 feet a week. We're at 192.8, not that bad right now. But we can expect it to drop several more feet before we get some rain in this basin. So recall historic low clear back in November of 2018 now, 169.4. So we're well above that with all the work that's been done in the basin. We still have about 160, almost 100, 155, 160 acre feet of imported water stored in the basin, which represents about 11 feet. So that represents the work that's been done in this basin to get the water levels up so we can pump the basin and provide groundwater supply. And the canyons, very, very dry. We're basically a minimum pool in all the canyons right now. We basically don't have any water in storage to be spread in the basin. So they're going to hold minimum pool, which just protects all the valves and the equipment up there. No deliveries to the basin. I did report, I think at Watermaster, that the San Gabriel Reservoir inflow had dropped below 5 CFS, I believe just like last meeting. And I don't know if it was a mistake or not, but they're reporting now that it's at 18 CFS. That's still very, very dry. That's the water coming out of the watershed. That's all the water comes out of the watershed that they measure coming in to San Gabriel Reservoir at the upper end. So it's about 18 CFS, which is better than less than 5, but still not very good. Deliveries to the basin, no USG3, upper district, Three Valleys deliveries to the basin. The four city district, San Gabriel district did deliver a little over 200 acre feet to San Gabriel Canyon during May, but that was about it. Rainfall, we've reported, it's not changing at this point. Putting Stone Dam, long-term average, we're about 35% of long-term average right now in the basin, Putting Stone Dam. And then LA Civic Center, they're about 38% of long-term average. Neither one very, very good. And I'll tell you, the result of that is runoff, which is runoff for replenishment to our basin, very, very low this year. Water quality, in May, 68 wells were sampled under the Title 22 program. In April, 41 wells were sampled under the DDW Title 22 program. We also did not receive any notices of wells shut down due to new wells shut down due to water quality. I'd like to just give you a quick update on production from the basin. We've got two full quarters of production in the basin, production and water use, actually. It's production from the basin, surface diversion, groundwater, and imported water. And we're running about 3,000 acre feet total, less total use in the basin than we were this after two quarters last year. So we'll see how it goes the rest of the year, but it reflects what we believe to be conservation efforts. The last thing I'll mention, and I'm sure I don't want to get in front of the executive officer Tom Love's report on this, but It's important that, for hydrologic conditions, we're actually considering looking at possibly at least putting the groundwork in on delivering Colorado River water to the basin. This hasn't been done in 20, 25 years. It hasn't been done primarily because of high TDS on the Colorado River compared to state water. It doesn't meet the basin objectives for regional board, which are not required to be met for import of water. Those are for waste, but we still, to maintain the quality of the basin, we still try to keep it below the 450 TDS level, which is basically state water. We're having a conversation tomorrow on this. MWD is talking about it too, about making Colorado River water available because of the scarcity of state water. So we have issues with TDS that would have to be approved by the board, the Water Master Board. We also have quagga mussel issues, which have to be addressed. So it's important that we lay the foundation for this in the event that we need more water and deal with it. We also have we now have a salt and nutrient management plan in place for the basin, which addresses things like TDS. And again, it's designed for recycled water projects, but it does address TDS, which is one of the issues with the Colorado River water. So all of that will be considered. And I think Tom and Tony Zampillo kind of put this call together for us to get together and see what needs to be done to make sure we have a water supply if we need it from the Colorado River. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions for our engineer directors?
Yes, President Chavez?
Yes, go ahead.
Question. So if we do import from the Colorado River, do you expect or do we expect there to be a noticeable difference from our water users? Will they notice a difference in the water quality if we import from the Colorado River?
Very, very doubtful, Director Santana. When we delivered Colorado River water years ago, we subsequently followed up. Back then when we delivered, we did not have the monitoring network we do now in the interest in monitoring water quality of the basin as much as we do now. I would suspect if we decided to do it now, one of the things we would do is determine where we're going to put it. We'd probably set up some perimeter monitoring wells and set up a monitoring program so we could actually see the changes in water quality. We'd probably see minor changes in TDS. So we can actually monitor it and track it and then follow it through the years. A change in TDS that we would actually see from delivering 10 or 20,000 acre feet of Colorado River water would be very minor, and customers would not notice it. It's really for the preservation, the long-term preservation of TDS levels in the basin, because if you don't maintain them on a year-to-year basis, they tend to accumulate. So it's really a long-term water quality issue.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other questions? If not, thank you, Mr. Johnson. And we'll go to item number 13, General Manager's Report.
So just following on to Steve's report, at Water Master's meeting last week, there was a producer order for cyclic storage of 15,000 acre feet. And the reason I mentioned that is we're also having a producer focus group tomorrow afternoon to discuss the upper district rate structure. In particular, how do we handle the increasing metropolitan readiness surcharge that is going to grow over the next 10 years? And so we've had a number of discussions with the producers. Tomorrow is a focus group. And one of the key factors in our budget drivers, of course, is how much water we sell. And so we use the assumption of 30,000 acre feet of annual untreated water sales in our budget projections. And we know we're going to get at least 30,000 acre feet from the Water Master RDA assessment and the Met agreement to purchase the water from the Met cyclic storage account. This just adds another 15,000 to that. So it is a big factor when we are considering how do we recover? What revenue do we receive from our water sales, and how much of that can be used to cover this increasing readiness to serve charge? So I wanted the board to be aware of that. Staff are watching this very closely. We're in a great dialogue with the producers over the options and alternative. We've demonstrated that we have some flexibility in how we're able to move forward. If we are confident water sales remain at 35,000 acre feet, maybe we don't have to find a way to in the near term start to collect this RTS. And so those are the things we're discussing with producers regarding that. The other thing on related to rates is they're on about the 10th workshop. I mentioned this before at the Metropolitan Water District discussion with the member agencies on how to handle the demand management charge. Now, the broader conversation is on MET's rate structure, and several of those workshops were focused on setting forward some rate setting principles that we could all agree on. And that's been completed. And so now we're into the focus on demand management charge. And so the demand management charge used to be called the water stewardship charge. It was in MET's rates up until 2 years ago, but it was one of the items in the San Diego litigation where San Diego prevailed and the court ruled, no, the way Metropolitan, the way you're collecting this money is not appropriate. You need to go back and find a different way to collect this money and allocate the collection, of this money under Proposition 218. So now they've come up with a total of more than 10 alternatives, which is kind of difficult. And member agencies are frankly all over the map in preferences on those. But at the last meeting, we were able to narrow that down to almost got it down to four, but then one more was added back in. So we're down to five options to look at this. And so there's continuing dialogue among the member agencies. They are trying to narrow this down to two or three options that the member agency managers are comfortable with, so that they can bring this to the Metropolitan Board of Directors, to the Finance and Insurance Committee for consideration, ultimately the MET Board to make a decision on this. And that may happen as early as July. Probably will be won't come fully to the MET Board for consideration of a decision until August. But we are working, we may have to, I do want to make sure the producers are aware of this and what the options are. So we might schedule a special producer meeting later on in June or in July to make sure they're fully briefed on that situation. Last thing is regarding the office. Nothing has changed in terms of our plans to resume essentially full-time employees in the office next week. On the 15th. And so nothing has changed in that respect in terms of our ability to do that. However, we will keep a level of flexibility for staff for some time, continuing to work from home as conditions permit and are appropriate. And that's all I have to add.
Thank you. Any questions for our general manager? If not, then we'll go to item number 14, Metropolitan Report. That's in there. Director Fellow, did you wanted to add anything to that?
Well, yes, thank you. I have a lot to add today. Tom Love emailed you last night telling you that by 7:30 p.m., Mr. Adele Hagalili, chief of L.A. Streets, became general manager of the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. It was my sixth selection of an MWD general manager. It was the most contentious, the most bizarre few months I have ever experienced in the selection of a GM or college president. It's an intriguing and interesting story how someone who was tied for fifth place with four other candidates rose to the top. What makes this even more intriguing is that one of the candidates he competed against was his boss in Los Angeles, who appeared to be the favorite of the LA mayor, who plays a big part, if not a sinister part, in this whole intrigue. However, on the last day of our interviews in May, Adele's boss, we were told, had to leave for Mexico and couldn't come to the interview because it was a family emergency. But Adele's boss quit his job in L.A. and is now the city manager of Baldwin Park. And I'm interested in meeting him. I think you know him, Tom. What is his name again?
It's Enrique Zaldivar.
Who's a favorite of some of the delegations. And it's going to be interesting to talk to him. I hope we can set up a lunch. The two major candidates who ended up at the top spot were Adele and Patricia Mulroy, who's well known, and he received about 50%, with Patricia just a percentage behind in the final balloting on the day we ended interviews in May. And during the interview, though, final interviews, two lawsuits that Adele is involved in came forward. And this held up things. These were our harassment lawsuits. And I don't think he was singled out in the first lawsuit. He said he was five steps behind, but the city had to pay $12.4 million. A court date has been set for the second harassment lawsuit in July 2022. And this concerned many of the directors, and they wanted to talk to Adele before approving his contract. And this lawsuit deals with a slur on Hispanics and gays. And he says it will be dismissed. We will see. However, some 40 people were online to support Adele, all interestingly characterized him as transformational, which became the word of the day. And supporters also pointed to the LA Times, which endorsed Adele. And there was no mention made of the Orange County newspapers, including the Liberal Democratic Party paper in Orange County, that told the Orange County delegation to support an experienced person, Patricia Melroy. We finally got to the contract, and Adele will receive $400,000 a year, 4 weeks vacation, $700 car allowance, and he will receive $400,000 severance pay, and he will start on July 5th. The contract vote last night, which is why we met, was very close, was 50.42% to approve his contract. Some 45.76% of the MWD reps voted to abstain, and 3.44% voted no, for a total of 49.20. Very close vote. Usually, directors would come together for a unanimous vote, but it didn't happen, and I don't think it will ever happen in this vote. I will tell you, I abstained in the contract vote, along with the chair and other members. If you knew my background, you would know that as a former newspaper editor and former university administrator, I've been on the forefront of fighting for women's equality and equity in the workforce. And I've hired more women journalists and more professors who are women than my predecessors. And I believe Patricia Melroy was the more experienced and the true change agent for MWD. And it would have been a historic move, as the chairwoman said. And there have been many times we have had openings at Met, and many of us on the board have approached her to apply for these positions. My prepared statement last night and yesterday echoed that of MWD Director Dr. Barry Pressman, who basically said it was very strange that each month we come to MWD in the Organization, Personnel, and Technology Committee and hear complaints about discrimination in the MWD field offices dealing with harassment. Yet we're bringing in a person with not one, but two harassment lawsuits. It didn't make much sense to him, but we will see how that turns out. Many also did not vote for Adele because they were fed up with the leaks coming from closed session. Director and Burbank Councilwoman Martha Ramos, a member of the Northern Caucus, has been furious in recent meetings and yesterday laid it on the line. She wants someone to pay a price for breaking the Brown Act over and over again during the past few months. The most egregious was within minutes of our vote in May. Director Cynthia Kurtz received a text asking if Adele was he just heard that Adele was the GM choice. This was a blatant disregard of the Brown Act, and it kept up throughout all of our closed sessions. And I do not think Director Ramos is going to let up on this one. But I would be happy to meet with any of you to discuss this most unusual and contentious GM search I've ever been involved. I said yesterday that this board is a fractured board, and it's more about politics, with LA and San Diego wanting favors. You know, when I was young, man covering the Watergate scandal, Woodward and Bernstein used to say, follow the money. And word is that some directors receive money from San Diego for their campaigns or offices. One of them received a campaign contributions from Adele, and the story goes on and on. The chair, Gloria Gray, was very strong yesterday, telling certain board members that she has had enough. And I think a lot of the directors also have had enough of the game playing. As I mentioned before, many on the MWD board, unfortunately, are more interested more in politics than water. And that's very sad. But as always, the saying goes, the birds always sing after a storm. In other news, MWD's tap water was named the best tasting in the United States by the Berkeley Springs annual contest. And this is the second time we haven't won this award since 2008, when I was vice chair and Tim Brick was the chair. And Jeff Keitlinger kind of praised Tim during that time because he fought for purification through ozones, and it seems to have paid off. Interestingly, Santa Ana's tap water was named the second best in the country, and that's cool to have two top Southern California cities involved. So that's the continuing story of MWD, and I hope this GM could lead and has the knowledge it takes to move this agency through some very serious issues ahead. We have the quantification agreement and the Bay Delta restoration, and my goal always is to protect the San Gabriel Valley. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions on the report from other directors? If not,
Mr. Chair, I wanted to make a comment.
Yes, Director Trevino, go ahead.
You know, Director Fellow is absolutely right. There's been a lot of politics and a lot of game playing. And it's unfortunate because it's not the same Metropolitan that he and I know after being involved with Metropolitan for 30 years off and on. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that it got to this point. But the game playing and the political maneuvering started when this chair came in. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that the chair had to make calls to city councils and board members of different water boards and petition to get people off, as the LA Times said. The LA Times has documented that issue, has called it out for what it is. And it's unfortunate. I wish that we could get back to the way Metropolitan was. I personally liked Pat Mulroy. I thought she would have been a good general manager. And I didn't have a vote in this thing, but I certainly would have really considered her very strongly. I like Adele. I know him very briefly from my days when I went to the city of Los Angeles as an investigator. And, you know, it really is. And I know Director Fella would understand that it's not the same Metropolitan. And it's really a sad commentary on such a great organization.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate the political game playing that's occurred and continues to this day.
Can I add to what Charles just said? You know, Charles, you used to look out in the room there and they were all water buffaloes. And yeah. we used to give awards away to the people. And today, yeah. And Charles, I have to say, today there's a lot of people who don't know the first thing about water sitting there.
Absolutely. They got appointed and they, you know, you're absolutely right. And they don't know. And so they don't have the history, the institutional knowledge that you and I have, you know, going back. And we see a drift, you know, as I said, the drift is not a good one. You know, I don't know where we're going to go. I certainly pray and hope that Adele would consider the situation out in the desert and consider what's going on. But I was really disheartened the way the vote was yesterday. I listened to everything, you know, till 7 o'clock or whatever time. And I listened to the comments. 72 people spoke. And most of them in favor of Adele.
Yeah.
Most of them NGOs, you know. A lot of them were not water people, you know.
Yeah.
And you made that comment, you know, in your comments. I heard you. So, you know, I guess this is a new world. This is where we find ourselves now in the water world.
Yeah. Yeah. Charles, don't you think one of the problems, I think, is the water boards, like they become political, the local water boards, it's politics.
Well, yeah, absolutely, absolutely, and I think, and that's a comment that I made during the government affairs committee, you know, thing that I really am worried about where we're going. You know, you and I have been always about water.
Yeah.
You know, it hasn't been politics; it has been about water and the constituents that we serve and how we're going to get clean, potable, affordable water to them. But now it's gotten very political, Tony. You're absolutely right. You know, it's unfortunate. And, you know, it's hopefully, I wish Adele well. I hope he does a good job. And I know you wish the same thing. You said it, you know. But, you know, we'll see where it goes. It's really sad.
That'd be interesting if you and I wrote a piece together about all this. For the newspaper.
I'd be happy to sit down with you and write some of the things that I see.
It has to change.
I the change is not good. The things that are happening, really, I think are troubling. Put it that way.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll go ahead and continue on the agenda. We'll go to item number 15, the water quality report, which is, I must report, is the opposite of what we just heard. Our board on a 7-0 vote voted positively on the evaluation of Randy Schulman. His evaluation was conducted and went very well. Next week, we will be talking. Next Wednesday, the board will be conducting a closed session item to deal with his contract. And then once our board comes to a resolution, we'll report out what we have come up with. So, like I said, this is totally opposite of what's going on at Met, and I'm happy to report that, obviously. Any questions on that item? If not, we'll go to Watermaster, item number 16.
I think everything is there, President Chavez. I just also want to mention that we did a review of Tony Zampiello, the GM of Watermaster, and he received raving reviews. And Tony Zampiello is a fine man. And I recall being on Upper District in my young days where we just went to war with Watermaster until Reggie Stone came in. And I think Tony Zampiello is a second Reggie Stone, and that's a high compliment I could give somebody. But he's doing an outstanding job. Thank you.
Things have really changed on Watermaster, haven't they?
They didn't want our recycled water project, you know.
No, they sure didn't. You're right.
Okay, well, thank you for that report. We'll go to item number 17, AB 1234, compliance reports. That's in our packet. Nothing to add. We'll go to item number 18, director's comments, and we'll start off with Director Fellow.
I have nothing. I'm forgetting what you look like, President Chavez. I haven't seen you.
You wouldn't want to see what I look like right now, so I'm doing you a favor. We'll go to Director Garcia.
I just want to say that I'm eagerly anticipating whatever article the Director Trevino and Director Fellow write, because I would be fascinated to hear about water in the area in our ancient times. But you have such a wealth of knowledge to share. Please get on that, like, now.
Thank you. We'll go to Director Trevino.
I really don't have anything other than what I've just said, Ms. Chavez.
Okay. We'll go to Director Santana.
I'm going to second Director Garcia's comments right there. That sounds like a fascinating article. I also want to mention that this weekend I was able to see some friends in the Inland Empire, and we ended up talking about Director Galliano, who, as it turns out, was one of a very good friend of my close childhood friend's father. And we discussed him and his career, both as a winer and the water district. So I wanted to recognize him and say rest in peace. And it's pretty interesting to hear from different parts of, he was a big part of the community. So to recognize him, thank you.
If I may.
Yes, Trevino.
I think along those lines, I was on the board with Director Galliano at Med. I think we ought to adjourn in his memory. I agree with Director Santana. He was a pioneer in the water. Talk about water buffaloes. He was one of them in the Inland Empire. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, I have nothing to report. We'll go to item number 17, future agendas reports. Anything that needs to be presented to us can be done so now. If not, then we'll go to there are no closed session items, correct, Mr. O'Neill?
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay. And then
Tom Love, anything else that we need to conduct as far as business on the agenda?
No, nothing on the agenda from staff side.
Okay. With that said, then we have concluded our agenda. And at this time, I'll move to adjourn. Thank you for attending and wish everyone well.